Sorry, didn't mean to cut into your regularly scheduled public radio programming, but we're here today to tell you a bit about the beloved word ope and its possible connection to the Midwest. The popularity of the word prompted a Wisconsin listener to wonder where it comes from. WPR's Andrea Anderson has more.
Diane Flaff of Hartford grew up in Wisconsin hearing and saying the word ope. It was about a year ago when someone sent her a video by comedian Charlie Behrens embracing the word and its role in the Midwest dialect.
Okay. Ope is a polite apologetic Ope is a polite apologetic exclamation expressing a sincere remorse for using oxygen on planet Earth.
Flaff had several questions about the word, so she reached out to Wisconsin Public Radio's Wisconsin for answers.
I want to know where it came from. Why do we say it all the time? And why did it all of a sudden become more popular, more well-known recently?
Flaff even did an experiment to see if people found the word to be a distraction during a conversation.
No one bats an eye. So I've tried to do it intentionally a couple of times just to see if I would get a chuckle or a look or anything. But there's nothing. Everyone just accepts it as part of our language.
To get answers to her questions, I reached out to one of public radio's favorite linguistic experts, Grant Barrett, co-host of Away With Words. And Barrett had some shocking news to share. The word ope is not specific to the Midwest. We don't own this word.
I'm sorry to take away this Midwestern thing, but you can still have the ranch dressing. We'll still give you that.
Barrett says the word is used across the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and maybe even non-English-speaking countries. So if it's that widespread, where does ope come from?
It's a physical function of the body and not a linguistic function. So what's happening is it's a little noise that you make when you suddenly stop expelling air. So it's a gentle stop. For example, you might be moving or are making some kind of gesture with your hands or talking, and then you're interrupted. And you bring your expulsion, your exhalation of air to a sudden end, and it brings your lips together, which creates what linguists call an excrescent P.
Barrett explains excrescent in linguistics means a sound that occurs in a word without having any etymological basis. That P sound can't be traced to a French root or a Latin root or a Greek root. It's created by our mouths stopping air.
In the same way that the action that we're doing is cut off, the air is cut off too. And it sounds a little like ope or up.
So let's dive into another question. Is ope being used more today? Not really. Barrett says it has been used for at least 10 years and likely much longer. Some people may be seeing ope pop up more in social media thanks to memes. Barrett says they may be experiencing what's called the recency illusion. And that is when, once we notice something, we notice it more. Now, as a Midwesterner, you may be thinking, well, this is part of our identity. It's part of how we talk. And don't you know this matches our accent? There's a reason you think that.
I'm going to throw one more linguistic thing at you, and this is called a markedness. The tendency for a group of people to note that something is typical of them or people like them. And so that's what's happening with ope here in Wisconsin and places like Wisconsin.
WPR's Andrea Anderson brought us that story on the word ope. And this story idea came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.